everybody. Welcome to the Dialogue Out Loud podcast. We're really excited to preview the fall issue that has just launched. We've got a bunch of really great content, and we're going to have each of the subject area editors talking about what's new in their sections. In the academic articles, we've got three really great ones and a great roundtable as well to pay attention to. The first article is by Grant Adamson, Gethsemane and Atonement Again. This piece deals with the historical question of when did Latter-day Saints begin to believe in the theory that the atonement took place partially in the Garden of Gethsemane? Many Christians believe the atonement took place only on the cross, but Latter-day Saints today are known for not using the cross in their iconography. There have been a number of books and articles addressing this question in recent years. Most recently, Jeremy Christensen's 2022 Dialogue article that argued that Joseph Smith and other early Latter-day Saints accepted the cross alone as the place for the atonement. In Grant Adamson's new article, he argues against this thesis, suggesting that Smith did in fact hold to the Garden Atonement, at least in part, and that several 17th and 18th century Christian commentaries had put forward this idea as well, showing that the idea predated Joseph Smith. Lots of fascinating work on this question. The next article is by renowned Brigham Young historian William McKinnon. Brigham Young as Pastor, Compassion and Mercy During the Utah War, 1857 to 1858, which looks at a couple of intimate letters during these years that show a softer side to Young, even at the height of the fiery rhetoric of the Utah War. I won't spoil it, but there are some really remarkable vignettes here that offer a fuller picture of Young's leadership style. Third, we have Matthew Scott Stenson. I am commanded to stand and testify unto this people the things which have been spoken to our fathers, Lehi and Nephi's influence on Alma 5. This fascinating article attempts to make the case that Alma's famous sermon in Alma 5 makes several allusions to Lehi and Nephi's visions of the Tree of Life. It's an intertextual study of the Book of Mormon on itself, that is really showing some interesting directions in Book of Mormon scholarship. Finally, I call attention to this very important roundtable marking the 50th anniversary of Lester Bush's groundbreaking dialogue article on race and the priesthood. Bush's article definitively ended the myth that the priesthood ban originated with Joseph Smith. There's a retrospective on the article, as well as never-before-known details about the writing process. Definitely worth checking out. Next, let's turn to Charlotte Hansen-Terry, who's got some great commentary on what's in our personal voices section.
Thanks, Taylor. So my name's Charlotte Hansen-Terry, and for the fall 2024 issue, we have three personal voices essays. The first is from Sarah Safston on beat keeping. She uses her experiences as a ballroom dancer to look at the nuances of leading and following, both in dance and with God. And she explores what it means to be a follower and talks about taking ownership of her own spiritual steps. Next, we have a piece by Ryan Davis, Resurrection Morning. And in this piece, he considers his connections across time and space with his family, particularly with living in the Midwest and his parents and other relatives in the West. And he explores the shifts in generations and in time and the importance of memory. Finally, we have a piece from Dixie Partridge, From Downstream. In this piece, she describes the landscape of her childhood and writes about memory and questioning if it defines who we are, and also asks about what we forget or imagine. And she considers what we remember when we are old from when we were young and collapsing time between these moments. These pieces work together really well, and I'm sure you would all really enjoy them.
Thanks for that, Charlotte. Next, we've got our fiction editors, Ryan Shoemaker and Joseph Plicka. Joseph is going to tell us about what's in this next issue.
Thanks, Taylor. Hi, I'm Joe Plicka. In this fall 2024 issue, we have a wonderful short story by William Morris called Straight is the Way. This is a wildly speculative fiction that just completely engaged and delighted me. We've got a narrator whose spiritual gift seems to be time travel and who is trying to figure out how to possibly go back in time and change the course of history, specifically his mom talking to the singer of a punk rock band who then goes on to join the LDS Church and become a CEO slash general authority who kind of changes history. It sounds wild. It is wild, but it's poignant. It's completely fun. I love the techno dystopian futuristic setting and the incisive characterizations and the spiritual philosophical meditations. And I think that William Morris is working in the vein of one of my favorite storytellers, the great absurdist humorist George Saunders. And I think Ryan would agree he is knocking it out of the park.
It's so great to have another fantastic piece by William Morris, one of the really wonderful contemporary fiction writers in the church right now. Really, really great stuff. Next, we've got our poetry section, and we'll have Teresa Wellborn tell us about what's in there.
Okay. Hi, guys. We have four poets we're featuring in the fall 2024 issue. One quote that I love to share: "Dear God in heaven, I fear you've made a world too beautiful for me to understand." That's an excerpt from the poem Nantucket Sound by Charles Shiro Inouye. That one is a poem that features conversations about grief, the loss of his mother, and the aftermath, and is poignant and beautifully rendered. Another poem is Theric Jepson, who's one of my favorites. He harkens back to Monsters and Mormons, if anyone's familiar with that, that's been out maybe 10 years or so. Anyhow, the poem that he's written is called Homesteaders. I love it because it's wry. You'll read it and go, wait, what did I read? So it's funny, and it talks about like long-term partnership or marriage commitment, and is a joy to read. We have two poems that really have the view of the divine feminine, and one is Her by Shirley Mullins Glenn. She talks about Heavenly Mother in the sense that she's elusive and yet ever present. And I love Shirley's work. Her poems are very heartfelt and often succinct and very lovely. Also, another one featuring a female as creator is Sunmaker by D.A. Cooper. The verbiage he uses, very lovely. He uses phrases such as a blazing alabaster sun, talks about a new star coming forth, making a sun from scratch. So it's surprising. The last one here is also by D.A. Cooper called Vanished. And I love his view here. He talks about a Zion that has fled, hearkening to Moses 7:69. And that's what we have for poetry. Thanks.
It's so great to have such wonderful poets contributing to this section. And thanks so much for featuring their work. Next, we've got our book review section, which is chock full of a lot of great content. We're going to hear from our book review, our nonfiction book review editor, just a few of those, Carolyn Klein.
Yes, we have tons of great book reviews in this issue. First off, Marianne T. Watson, a plural wife herself, reviews William R. Jankowiak's Illicit Monogamy Inside a Fundamentalist Mormon Community. And this book is an in-depth anthropological examination of plural families in the Mormon fundamentalist community known as Angel Park. The book reviewer agrees with the author on some things, but disagrees on other things. But on the whole, she definitely finds the book illuminating. Next, we have Jeremy Christensen's From the Susquehanna to the Tiber, a memoir of conversion from Mormonism to the Roman Catholic Church. This book, writes reviewer Christina Rossetti, falls squarely in line with the ex-Mormon faith transition genre in most respects, except this one is a little different because it does recount the author's growing attraction to Catholic Church writings and teachings and his ultimate choice to join the Catholic faith. Rossetti finds the book worthwhile for those interested in this particular genre. We also have a review by Lindsay Hansen Park of Todd M. Compton's In Sacred Loneliness, The Documents. This book is an addendum to Compton's stellar 1997 book, In Sacred Loneliness, which illuminated the experiences of the many women who married Joseph Smith. Now, this particular book contains documents from these women, including letters, journal entries, and so on. And it therefore offers information and insight on the women in their lives, particularly their lives after their marriages to Joseph Smith. And Park highly recommends this book and says that these documents just add such complexity to these women's often painful stories.
This issue also features a review of William V. Smith's book called The King Follett's Sermons, a Biography. And this volume, according to reviewer Chad Nielsen, is a comprehensive overview of the history of this very important sermon. It also examines how the ideas in it were discussed or developed by later thinkers like V.H. Roberts and Joseph F. Smith. And finally, Brittany Romanello reviews I Spoke to You with Silence, Essays from Queer Mormons of Marginalized Genders. And this is a book that was edited by Carrie Spencer Prey and Jen Lee Smith. This volume contains essays from numerous writers that follow themes like identity, relationships, and shame. Romanello writes that she deeply appreciates the authenticity of these essays and the courage of these authors to speak their truth and examine their experiences as queer Mormons.
And there are many other reviews as well that we haven't covered, so be sure to check out the full issue for everything. Lastly, we've got Margaret Olson-Hemming, our art editor, to tell us a little bit about some of the visual content in this issue.
Yeah, so I'm super excited for the cover artist this issue. We have Richard Olungunju, who is a Nigerian artist who uses traditional Yoruban art method, which is to place tiny beads that we would normally use tweezers to pick up, and they're placed on a board to form a mosaic picture that is incredibly detailed, and the light catches each bead and creates kind of a shimmering effect, and the result is just incredibly rich and colorful and stunning artwork. The inside will be by a series of pieces by Rocio Cisneros, who is the art editor for Exponent 2, and is a Mexican-American artist who focuses on religious imagery and also voices of real people who deal with issues of racism and immigration every day. And her work is narrative and includes self-portraiture, and much of her work is also performance-based, so it's a little bit hard to capture in 2D imagery, but we hope that that readers and viewers will enjoy it and look up both of these artists and to find more of their work.
That's the preview of the fall 2025 issue of Dialogue, which is full of great articles, personal voices, fiction, book reviews, poetry, and art. We're so proud of the amazing contributors that we have to this, and invite everybody to check more about it on dialoguejournal.com, as well as keep an eye out for YouTube and podcast episodes that are going to dive even deeper into each of these themes. Thanks so much. See you next time.
I'm going to take a risk in this ad by saying the word holiness right here in the very first sentence. That's risky because the word can trigger all kinds of positive or negative feelings. I mean, sometimes I'm afraid to call something holy because it makes things feel sort of unrelatable or like disconnected from everyday life. And really, I mean, that's too bad because the word's actually related to wholeness and healthfulness, which suggests that maybe we can learn to find holiness in places we never really thought to look before. I'm talking about holiness like a fire. It can warm, but it can also burn. You might get smoke in your eyes, but the flickering flames are also really beautiful. If this kind of holiness sounds appealing, you should check out Fireside with Blair Hodges. It's a podcast featuring writers, artists, and activists who can help expand your concept of holiness to include the gritty, earthy stuff of everyday life. Come fan the flames of your curiosity at Fireside with Blair Hodges, part of the Dialogue Podcast Network. Available at firesidepod.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dialogue Podcast Network.